Hi, I'm Julie.
And I'm Jen, and this is Partially Related, our podcast about our partially related thoughts, where we talk about anything and mostly nothing at all. Hope you enjoy.
So I got Netflix recently.
Oh, no, you did.
And I haven't had Netflix in a long time. And I did it. And I mostly because I'm like, oh, it's coming up on winter and it's still kind of quarantine-ish. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need to kill some time. And I took part of the day off from work today and I found this delightfully trashy show called Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You're familiar?
Okay. I don't have Netflix, but I also live in the present day. And so, yes, I have heard of it.
Yeah. I haven't kept up with TV at all, not having Netflix. And I was so pleased to stumble upon this gem to just like zone out to this afternoon. Oh, I'm so happy. So it's so bad. Like, it's so bad that it's good. And they're like, oh, I just love you so much. I can't imagine my life without you, when they have known each other for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff just cracks me up because I know I'm just going to sound super judgy about all of it, but I need to know you for like at least 6 months before I'm even clear if I like maybe kind of like you. So to like watch these people fall in love after 2 days, I'm like, this is so different from my real life that I am fascinated.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the point is that it's supposed to be absurd, but like I have not seen it. So they're supposed to be speed dating, right?
Yeah, they're speed dating, but without seeing each other.
Yeah, that's where the blind part comes in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've no idea what each other looks like. But of course, because it's reality TV, like they're all beautiful people.
Are they? I thought they were like real people.
No, they're all quite attractive.
Oh, they're not like, oh, this one was an actor and this one was a...
Right. They're like
regular
They're regular people with regular lives, but just really good looking people. Yeah. So it's interesting to like, oh, it doesn't even matter what he looks like. And I'm just so in love with him. And I'm like, yeah, there are no like ugly guys in this show. Like you're going to.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Although, I don't know. Like, well, maybe it's because of their personalities, but there's a lot of people that a lot of people consider attractive that I'm like, ugh.
That's true. You know? I will agree with that. Yeah. Like,
I don't know why this person comes to mind, and you're not going to know who I'm talking about because you don't watch TV. It's his personality, I guess, but he's also just so, something about him is so hideous to me. And I feel bad for saying that. He's also kind of a dick. So his name is Jax Taylor, like J-A-X. I don't even know if that's his real name. But he was or is, I don't know. I don't keep up with this show, but I watched like one season of it before. I was like, I'm too old for this shit. He's on the show Vanderpump Rules, which is a spinoff kind of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which used to have Lisa Vanderpump. And now they have Lisa Vanderpump, who owns a bunch of restaurants in Hollywood. And Vanderpump Rules is about her staff at one of her restaurants. So it's just a show about a bunch of like young people who are trying to break into acting who haven't. And so they're good looking, but like a lot of drama because it's a restaurant. So like, duh. And
sure.
Just their kind of sad lives. Like it didn't make me feel good to watch. Anyway, Jax is just like a total, ugh. He's very full of himself and very whatever. And just has like this very, I don't know, square jaw.
Yeah, I just pulled up some pictures of him.
You just Google him. So I got a real problem.
I had to check out
with his face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't love his face. I just don't.
Maybe it's the eyes. Maybe it's the intensity. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's Maybelline. But they like.
Maybe it's Maybelline. He wears a lot of shirts with like the first few buttons, like too many buttons undone.
Yeah.
I hate that on anybody.
That.
Like, I'm sorry.
It's very.
Put your chest away.
Put it away.
That's weird.
I don't want to see hairs. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to see. Like, right. If it's all that special, it can wait. Like.
Yeah.
There's actually a guy. I'm looking at this Love is Blind reunion stuff. There's a guy. He's looking up, so it's hard to tell, but he kind of looks like Jax Taylor. He has the vibes, and he's so gross. He's wearing, like, the grossest blazer. It's, like, silver and black. Ew.
Move.
Amber confronts Jessica on Love is Blind. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of drama. So it's a reality show, obviously.
Yes, and there's so much drama, and it's just such nonsense.
I think that's why, like, it became so, like, I heard about it because so many people were talking about it. And I think so many people were talking about it because they were like, this is awful and I love it. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right? It's like, I don't want to like it. And, like, it, in general, like, I don't watch reality shows, but this one caught my eye and I was like, I just need something mindless.
I was like poisoned too early. Like, well, first of all, I don't have Netflix and I think it's only on. Mm-hmm. But, like, even if I had it, I don't think I would have watched it because I had already heard too much about it. And I don't know, something about that, like, I feel like I'm behind already and I just don't want to get into it. Do you know what I mean?
That's fair. Like, oh, yeah, for sure.
I already missed the cool, like, I never watched Lost because so many effing people talked about Lost all the time.
Yes. Agreed. Yeah, I think I maybe saw one episode, like, accidentally because I was at a friend's house and it was on or something. But yeah, like, I never understood the hype about it. And so it was just ruined for me.
And speaking of hype, possibly the most hyped show of all time. Say it at the same time on the count of three.
I'm afraid I'm going to get it wrong.
Oh my God. If you haven't listened to people drone on about this damn, thank God it's finally over is all I can say. Because I watched the first three seasons and then I got annoyed with how they were handling it and I stopped watching. But there were, let me see if I can narrow down your guessing. I believe there were 8 seasons. The last one was considered a total throwaway, like they really fucked up the writer. I can't believe you're not, it was on HBO. People are now screaming at their phones.
Right? Like, I'm the only one not getting it. Are you talking about Orange is the New Black?
No, I'm not.
And that wasn't HBO. That was
Netflix. And people do talk about that, but but not to the obsessive level. Like, there was one girl at work and I was like, oh my God, you have to make a different joke. It can't be about this show anymore. Mm.
Oh, was it Game of Thrones? Okay, great. Oh man.
That was intense. Yeah, Game of Thrones. I just so much about it all the time. It's like, guys, it's not that good. Like,
right.
I know because I watched it. Like, it was good.
I never actually watched it. I had multiple people be like, oh my gosh, it's right up your alley. I think you would love it. And I'm like, I literally have no way of watching it though. So I don't even think about it. Like,
And it was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good. It definitely did some things that you haven't seen much in TV, which I'm thinking of certain things in particular, but like it was a different level of like show that I was like, oh, this is different from what but I'm also not a big fantasy genre type person. Like, I don't really relate when things are not like real life premise. You know what I mean? Like there are dragons.
For sure.
Okay, so there's a level of, like, you know, you have to be able to suspend your disbelief. So it's just like, I don't know. But it was good. But, like, the level of just obsession that people have. And that was how we talked about it. Like,
yes.
Oh, my God, Game of Thrones. And their voice would drop, like, 10 octaves. And then, oh, my God. Like, someone just stabbed them in the sun. Like, oh, my God. Best show ever. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it were that great, I would have kept watching after season 3. There's a lot of shows that, like, they're good. You can appreciate the writing or the cinematography or whatever it is, right? It's like one of those critically acclaimed things, but that it's like not fun. It's not enjoyable to watch. You're like, I feel uncomfortable. Or I am slightly sad. I am depressed by this. This is not enjoyable for me. I was going to make you guess again, but I was like, you'll never guess this. Not that, but like we barely got Game of Thrones. So I'm just going to tell
you. Right. We barely got there.
Mad Men. It's just so, I mean, it's been over for a while, but people really talked about it a lot. And it was kind of one of the first, for a while, the TV was so shitty. And then people started getting smart and, like, actually writing good TV. I think it was almost as if they took movie people and like made them TV writers. Do you know what I mean? Like they people start putting more emphasis on it. And I don't know what started all that. I'm not a historian. But I know that Mad Men was among the first where people were like, oh, this is smart TV. This is like, well, like some thought was put into this. This is good, you know. And then since then, oh my God, it has exploded. Everything is, you know, there's a ton of great stuff out there. But boy, is that a sad show.
I didn't realize that it was sad. I've heard of it, of course, but I've not watched it, and I don't know a lot about it.
We should probably stop talking about things like TV shows, because you haven't seen them. My reality show, like, I'm very picky about my reality shows. It's like, it's got to be Real Housewives or bust, basically. Like, I can't think of another reality show that I watch. I used to sometimes watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I got to the point where I was like, I can't do it to myself.
Yeah, I've never watched that one, and don't feel any need to either.
That's not one that appeals to me. The British version of that is up your. It's saying up your street.
Up my street. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
So funny how like why did we change it just a little?
Right.
Why did we do that? Huh. We can't say street. That's fascinating. Is it like out of spite? Like, you made us pay extra for our tea. We're gonna call it Alley.
We're calling it Alley.
I mean, obviously there was more to it than that. Again, you know, this is basically it's like history in a nutshell.
History in a nutshell. You're right.
We're covering it all here. We got hacks, life hacks. That is.
Yeah, not like actual we're hacks.
We're both hacks.
What else have I done lately? Well, I got Netflix and...
But yeah, so that's kind of a big deal for you.
Yeah, it's been 6 years since
I've had Netflix. So I thought you were like, I have never had Netflix. I thought you were...
Oh. Oh,
how sad. Well, that's me, lady. Oh, I've never had Netflix.
You've never had it?
It sounds like... I never had the chicken pox. I've never had Netflix.
I didn't know that. I thought it was something that you just like had and then stopped having.
No.
Interesting. Wow.
Now Chris had it at one time. But he had it and that's all he had. And I was like, well, that's like un-American. You have to have some TV channels. Like, this is, of course, I mean, that means you're un-American right now. So.
Right. Now I'm not un-American because I have Netflix, but before...
No, I'm saying it's un-American to have only Netflix and no TV.
Gotcha.
Extra channels besides Netflix. Netflix cannot feed a man alone.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, right? One cannot live off of Netflix alone. Yeah.
I really screwed up that phrase.
I mean, but I knew what you were talking about, so that's got to count
for something. One cannot live on Netflix alone, okay? It's not... Mm-hmm. It is a supplement. It's like your B12 to your life. You probably are efficient, but you also need food. And that food
you also need
Bravo
food.
And HGTV.
Oh, those are the foods.
HGTV is probably
that's a sustainable.
Well, see,
substance.
And I don't consider HGTV reality TV, but it is.
Right. Let's just go with somebody else, could we? That would be ideal.
And then there's the people who are like, oh my, it's so predictable. I could do a whole show on HGTV on how, like, I haven't watched it lately, so I probably don't have all, like, the good hot takes on it. But, like, my favorite thing used to be when they would go into a house. So, I mean, you know the premise of most of these shows is, like, someone's trying to buy a house, right? I mean, that's right. HGTV in a nutshell. Someone's trying to buy a house.
In a
okay,
nutshell.
Yeah, and sometimes they're buying and selling. Sometimes they're renovating. But anyway, people are trying to buy a house. Okay. They'll walk in and they'll be like, oh, it's great, but like, I really hate that paint color. Like, you know, you can paint that, right? Like,
right? Like, you have the power to change that. Let's have that conversation.
If you're looking for a house with the right interior color, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong, right? Like, let me tell you how wrong you're doing it. Thanks for listening, friends. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Till next time, I'm Partially Related.
Bye.
Bye.